the spiritual reality according to many paths, so it cannot be reduced to a simplistic formula. It has a broad philosophical view. But once we understand this philosophical view of Hinduism through the Vedanta, then we can better understand its relevance to ourselves, to all cultures, and its deeper understanding of the nature of the universe as a whole.
That is true, because it appeals in every level on a day-to-day kind of, when you go into deep Vedas, it teaches you how to live your day-to-day life irrespective of what your background is. Whatever you are, you know, the values are all, when you get more to learn about it, the more you become kind of involved in it and the more you want to know a clearer value of the faith, as well as, you know, even as a human being, how we do what we do things. I think that is what is more appealing. And I have Kanti Bai here, who also would like to. Actually, you know, we really miss having Padmakant Kambati ji, who is very close to you, admires every work of yours. And I'm kind of thrilled that, you know, you're joining us, but he will be here the next time you come back here in our live interview for us.
Maybe he's listening to us in India. In India on the internet.
Yes.
But namaskar, Avandev ji, this is Kanti Patel. I know, I have read your earlier version of Vedic astrology, where you mention horoscope of famous people. Our listeners probably will be, lot of listeners will be interested in knowing your take on Sri Narendra Modi ji's horoscope, if you have given some thought about it.
Okay. Yes, Narendra Modi ji, it's not uncommon, there is some slight dispute among certain Jyotishis as to what his exact time of birth, etc., is. But it's very interesting for me because I was actually born 4 days after Narendra Modi, and I have in some respects a similar chart to Narendra Modi relative to planetary placements. And there are some special things there. One, he was... In his chart, there are special yogas that can bring about a transformation of a person from a very humble background, which he did have, to a very exalted background and achievement. He came from, as you know, not only a tea seller, he came from a very poor background, backward caste background, and by a series of circumstances and overcoming many difficulties, he was able to achieve one of the highest positions in the world. So this is a great achievement of divine grace. And Modi is also someone who has honored spiritual traditions. He practiced yoga. He was a sadhu for a few years when he was younger. And he continues to seek the blessings of various great gurus. He went to, as we know, to Varanasi, to the Shiva temple there, and he has been very active in all these fields. So he has a chart and a temperament that, coming from a background, he's able to achieve quite a bit and have a lot of divine grace and bring that sense of spirituality for everyone, because he's had to grow and learn through that. So Modi has an exceptional chart in many ways, and it is our hope that he can help lift India and bring a greater message of Dharma to the world.
Along the same line, what is your take on prospect of India for the next 20 years, 30 years, something like that?
For the world or for India?
Yes, for India.
Yes, for India. Well, these are difficult issues because there are, of course, in there are many things going on in the world and in the society. But overall, we see a growing crisis developing in the world based on consumerism, based upon ecological challenges, and also based upon the clash of cultures and civilization on many lines. We see the turbulence in the Middle East. We see that extending into Europe and into a number of areas. So it's clear that unless we have a deeper spiritual and dharmic vision, that there are going to be many problems for society. We have to learn to honor the earth as sacred, to honor all people as sacred, and to establish spiritual values for humanity that go beyond our current material culture of exploitation. And it is here that India has wonderful spiritual teachings, yoga, Ayurveda, Vedanta, that can help everyone, that are spreading worldwide today, but they need greater emphasis all over the world and also in India. And what we see today is there is now a renewed emphasis in things like yoga, Ayurveda, and Vedic studies. And we hope that is a trend that continues and that also spreads worldwide, because the Vedic teachings not only are relevant to everyone, people throughout the world are discovering them. We have shared our teachings and a lot in Brazil, in Russia, in Europe, besides India and the United States. And without such a deeper Dharmic approach and deeper Dharmic knowledge, it's going to be hard to navigate through all the challenges of the coming century.
Oh, thank you very much. And I have two more kind of a thing to talk about. One is, you know, you were at the Ramana Ashramam in South India, and you were guided by, I believe, Ganapati Muni.
Yes.
As you were there. What are your thoughts about Tiruvannamalai as well as Ramana?
Well, Ramana, Bhagwan Ramana Maharshi, has been the most honored guru, enlightened sage of modern India. Even Mahatma Gandhi mentioned him very highly. Paramahansa Yogananda visited him. So he has had a stature that is of the highest. His spiritual realization was as a young boy of 16 in a short meditation, reaching a state of exalted self-realization and holding it for the rest of his life. So he is a beacon of the highest truth of self-realization for all of humanity. His teachings are simple, clear, and relevant. Kavyakanta Ganapati Muni was his main disciple, a great Sanskritist and Raja Yogi, who also extended that vision of Ramana to all aspects of life, culture, Vedas, Ayurveda, Jyotish, and so forth. I was blessed to receive the teachings of Ganapati Muni, many of which at that time were not even known or available, and we have been trying to carry on these teachings that come out of this tradition of Ramana and Ganapati, and which takes this great teaching of self-realization, but then bring it into all aspects of life and culture and show its relevance throughout the history of India, but also its relevance throughout all of humanity today.
And the last question is about Arise Arjuna. Are we very timid as Hindus and not standing up for what we really have to accomplish, or... is your call on this? Arise Arjuna.
Yes, Arise Arjuna was a book of mine that came out about more than 20 years ago. It's been through about a dozen editions in India. It was originally based upon an earlier article. And it was based upon my experience. On one level, I had studied with the great gurus and seen the great teachings of India. On the other level, I saw how much in modern India these teachings were not being followed. People were imitating the West. They were following a lot of Marxist influence in the society and in the academia. There was almost a denial of the value of their own traditions. And what I saw is that Arjuna vision, and of course Krishna teaching to Arjuna to awaken to the Dharma, is quite relevant today. And it's essential that Hindus awaken to the value and universality of their greater Dharma, the Yoga Dharma, the Moksha Dharma, the Dharma of self-realization, the Dharma of understanding all life as sacred, protecting nature, raising society, harmonizing all peoples, understanding that the entire humanity is one family. So I put that message in that book, but that message I would give to you again today. It's necessary that that inner soul of the Dharma that we call Arjuna, that has its doubts and debate at any particular time, arises again today, because that dharmic spirit is necessary for all humanity. As Sri Aurobindo pointed out, India should be the guru of all the nations, but to do that, India has to reclaim its own heritage in the spiritual level, and I think that is beginning today.
Thank you so much. That was such a profound, and you are from the American Institute of Vedic Studies that you established, and we are today very fortunate to have you, Pandit Vamdev Shastri, to join us today. And also, could you please tell us little about this American Institute of Vedic Studies and how they can get the resources as well as contact you?
Yes, well, actually, we've become almost a world institute of Vedic studies. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways we've done that is our work through the internet. So we have a very large website at VedaNet, VedaNet.com, www.vedanet.com. And we have our own teachings. We have over 100 original online articles that the reader can access relative to all aspects of Sanatana Dharma. We have resources on all our books. We have certain online courses, and we have many affiliates and associates throughout the world. And we have many publications through various publishers in more than 20 languages worldwide now. And we are then linked in many ways, and we invite you to access us that way. Even on the internet, you can find now many of our books are online, and many Vedic resources we can connect you to.
Yes, I thank you very much for joining in today's program. I also thank Yogini Shambhavi Devi, who also, you know, kind of linked us together, and I really appreciate your time. And namaskar, and please do continue talking to us. As soon as we have Kambati ji, we will be having another interview. Periodically, maybe every 3 months, we will have you on our radio show to share your views as well as, you know, sharing your to everyone. I think it is very important.
Yes,
thank you. Namaskar. I look forward to being with you again.
Thank you so much.
And now it's time for our prayer online. Prayer for the people who need a helping hand.
Dear Lord, in the minds, bodies, and souls, wherever their pains and problems reside, may those be released with your compassionate hands on these persons' bodies, minds, and souls, and let all receive the grace of the Lord.
We'll recite the prayer one more time.
Om. Dear Lord, in the minds, bodies, and souls, wherever their pains and problems reside, may those be released with your compassionate hands on these persons' bodies, minds, and souls, and let all receive the grace of the Lord.
And we know the Dwarkanath always helps.
Tum kahan chupe Bhagwan, karo mat deri. Dukh haro Dwarkanath, Nath sharan mein teri. Dukh haro Dwarkanath, sharan mein teri. Dukh haro Dwarkanath, sharan mein teri. Yehi sun सबका दुख हर लेते, जो निराश है उनकी झोली आशा से भर देते। अगर सुदामा होता मैं तो दौड़ द्वार का आता, पांव आंसू से धोकर मैं मन की आग बुझाता। तुम बनो नहीं अनजान, सुनो भगवान करो मत देरी। दुख हरो द्वारकानाथ शरण में तेरी, दुख हरो द्वारकानाथ शरण में तेरी। जो भी शरण तुम्हारी आता उसको धीर बंधाते, नहीं डूबने देते दाता नैया पार लगाते। तुम न सुनोगे तो किसको मैं अपनी व्यथा सुनाऊं, द्वार तुम्हारा छोड़ के भगवन और कहां मैं जाऊं। प्रभु कब से रहा पुकार मैं तेरे, द्वार करो मत देरी। दुख हरो द्वार का नाथ शरण में तेरी, दुख हरो द्वार का नाथ शरण में तेरी, दुख हरो द्वार का नाथ शरण में तेरी, दुख हरो द्वार का नाथ शरण में तेरी।
And now it's time for our community calendar.
Durga Bari Temple is open from 9 to 11 a.m. and from 4 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Sandhya Aarti at 6:30 p.m. Temple closes at 7 p.m. Sundays, special from 9 to 7 p.m. Puja services, Priest Bhismapada Goswami, phone 281-597-8100. Temple is located at 13944 Shiller Road off of Highway 6 between Bel Air and West Park. Call Ganesh Mandal at 713-797-9057 or 832-423-8541.
Sri Saumyakasi Shivalaya Mahashra Shivratri. Come and celebrate and receive Lord Shiva's grace and blessings. Sunday, February 15th, temple hours 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., 5 to 8 p.m., Maha Mrityunjaya Homa, that happens 8:35 to 10:30, session 1, and 11:20 to 1 p.m., session 2, in Chinmaya Smriti Building. Puja schedule is Kshira Abhisheka to the Utsava Murti of Lord Shiva. 9 a.m. to 11:30 is Mahanyasa Purvaka Rudra Abhisheka, Lagunyasa and Purva Ekadasa Rudra Abhisheka happens in the evening, 7:30 to 10 p.m. 10 p.m. to 10:30 is Aarti Prashad, meditation followed by midnight Aarti, 10:30 p.m. to 11:45 p.m. Chinmaya Mission is located in 10353 Sinet, Sugarland, and the phone number there is 281-568-1690.
Sanatan Shiv Shakti Mandir of Houston, located at 6640 Harvin Drive in Houston, Texas, has a Mahashivratri celebration also on Tuesday, February 17th at 6:30 p.m. First Prahar Puja will start at 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. Second Prahar Puja from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Third Prahar Puja will be 2:30 a.m. to 4 a.m. And fourth Prahar Puja will be 4:30 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. If you have any questions, call Hardik Rawal at 361-243-6539.
Ashirvad's Vedic Fair, Seven Lakes High School, 9251 South Rai Road in Katy. Krishna, the Blue Man, mega play directed by Geeta Rawula. And who will play Lord Krishna and who will play Rukmani? Come and find out on February 13th. This is happening with Ganesh Gopala Krishna Puja, Vedic Walk. And now there will be two workshops, cooking competition and Vedic Bazaar. Sponsors for booths, call Geeta Rawula at 281-808-2159. And you can also visit their Facebook page or you can email vedicfair@gmail.com.
Houston Namadwara, a prayer house where Hare Rama, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is continuously chanted weekends 8 to 11 a.m. and 4 to 7 p.m. weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. and 6 to 7 p.m. weekly Govakutiram children's heritage classes and Srimad Bhagavat classes. Call 281-402-6585 or visit www.godiviniti.org. Gaudiyamath, Sri Govindji Gaudiyamath at 16628 Kithara Boulevard, Houston 77084. Satsang Sundays 5 to 7 p.m. Mantra meditation, Kirtan, Sanatan Dharma classes, Vedic education and Hindi classes for kids, Gita classes noon to 1:30 p.m. Wednesday, Hanuman Chalisas and Ramcharit Manas on Tuesdays, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Info at sggm.org or 281-499-3347.
And that is our community calendar. We'll listen to this bhajan now.
चलो हिड़ो वृषभानंदिनी
झूलन चलो ये डोलना वृषभानंदिनी
Thank you.
Namaskaram, Vanakkam, Suprabhatam. This portion of the segment is brought to you by Meenakshi Temple Society. Good morning, listeners. I am your host, Sujata Murli, and I do have Tara Narasimhan with me today. Good morning, Tara. Meenakshi Temple Society is located at Pearland, Texas. You are all requested to visit our temple, 17130 McLean Road, Pearland, Texas. Telephone number is 281-489-0358.
जय राम भय हर निज भक्त पारी न राम जय जय राम समर विजय राम भय हर निज भक्त पारी न राम जय जय राम समर विजय राम भय हर निज भक्त पारी न राम जय जय राम समर विजय राम राम బంధించిన సౌమిత్రి రామ సెలవిల్లు విరచిన సీతారామ జలది బంధించిన సౌమిత్రి రామ సెలవిల్లు విరచిన సీతారామ సుగ్రీవునేలిన అయోధ్య రామ కలిగి యజ్ఞముగా చే కౌసల్య రామ అల సుగ్రీవునేలిన అయోధ్య రామ కలిగి యజ్ఞముగా చే కౌసల్య రామ జయ రామ సమర విజయ రామ భయ హర నిజ భక్త పారీ న రామ జయ జయ రామ సమర విజయ రామ రామ రావణాంతక ఆదిత్య కుల రామా గురుమౌనులను గాచే కోదండ రామా హరి రావణాంతక ఆదిత్య కుల రామా గురుమౌనులను గాచే కోదండ రామా ధరణహల్య పాలిటి దశరథ రామా హరు రాణిను తులలోకాభిరామా ధరణహల్య పాలిటి దశరథ రామా హరు రాణిను తులలోకాభిరామా జయ జయ రామ సమర విజయ రామ భయ హర నిజ భక్త పారీన రామ జయ జయ రామ సమర విజయ రామ ప్రతాపముల మాయా ప్రగాతక రామా సుత కుశలవ ప్రియ సుగుణ రామాతి ప్రతాపముల మాయా ప్రగాతక రామా సుత కుశలవ ప్రియ సుగుణ రామా మహిమల శ్రీ వెంకటాద్రి రామ మతిలోన బాయని మనువంశ రామ వితత మహిమల శ్రీ వెంకటాద్రి రామ మతిలోన బాయని మనువంశ రామ జయ జయ రామ సమర విజయ రామ భయ హర నిజ భక్త పారీన రామ జయ జయ రామ సమర విజయ రామ
సండే టుడే ఫిబ్రవరి 1st ప్రదోషం నంది అండ్ శివ అభిషేకం అండ్ ప్రొసెషన్ ఆఫ్టర్ ద దీపారాధన టుమారో 2nd ఫిబ్రవరి పునర్వసు రామ అభిషేకం 3rd February, Satyanarayana Puja with Purnima, and on Purnima day is the Thai Poosam festival for Lord Subramanya. 6th February, we are celebrating Sukravara Deepa Puja, and what is exactly doing happening at the Thai Sukravara Deepa Puja on Friday? There will be Meenakshi Abhishekam at 6 p.m., Sankalpam, Deepa Puja, Lalita Sahasranamam, and Upacharam for Goddess Meenakshi. The temple will provide puja samagri, devotees to bring flowers and prasadam. And you can contact for further details Narayanan at socn1@hotmail.com. You can also visit our temple for the festival of Thai Poosam on Sunday, February 8th, the Hindu festival of full moon day, Tamil month of Thai. The festival commemorates the occasion of Parvati gave Murugan the veil, spear, to so that he could vanquish the evil demon Surapadman. Devotees prepare for the celebration by cleansing themselves through prayer and fasting for at least 6 days before the Thai Poosam. The Kavadi and Palkudam bearers observe celibacy and take only sattvic food with their thoughts focused on the god and the godliness. And that is Thai Poosam festival happening. You can sponsor the puja online. $21 for the Palkudam and $31 for the Kavadi. You can also donate food, annadanam, and lunch will be served at the youth center. Please do come and join this beautiful festival. And when we come back, we will talk to you about the Mahasivaratri celebration at Sri Meenakshi Temple.
Thank you, Tara. And listeners, for those who want the telephone number, Meenakshi Temple phone number is 281-489-0358. As she mentioned, the website is emeenakshi.org.
அன்பே சிவமானநாதனே அருணாச்சலனேசனே அன்பே சிவமானநாதனே குருவாய் அமர்ந்த சிவனே குன்றாய் எழுந்த சிவனே மலையாய் மலர்ந்த சிவனே மண்ணாள வந்த சிவனே அருணை நிறைந்த சிவனே அருளை வழங்கு சிவனே அருணை நிறைந்த சிவனே அருளை வழங்கு சிவனே
ஓம் சிவசங்கர ஓம் சிவசங்கர ஓம் ஜெய சங்கர சாம்ப சிவா ஓம் சிவசங்கர ஓம் சிவசங்கர ஓம் ஜெய சங்கர சதா சிவா
அருணாச்சலனேசனே அன்பே சிவமானநாதனே அருணாச்சலனே ஈசனே அன்பே சிவமானநாதனே ஓம் என் நாதம் உன் திருநாமம் ஒன்றாய் இணைந்து வருகிறதே ஓம் என் நாதம் உன் திருநாமம் ஒன்றாய் இணைந்து வருகிறதே உன் புகழ் செவிகளில் சேருதே உள்ளம் பரவசமாகுதே உன் புகழ் செவிகளில் சேருதே உள்ளம் பரவசமாகுதே நான் யார் என்றே நடமிடும் ஈசனே நாகாபரணம் சூடிடும் வேஷனே எங்கும் நிறைந்த சிவனே எதிலும் உறைந்த சிவனே எல்லாம் அறிந்த சிவனே ஏழை கிறங்கும் சிவனே உன்னை நினைந்து உருகும் எனக்கு அருள்வாய் அருணாச்சலனே
ஓம் சிவசங்கர ஓம் சிவசங்கர ஓம் ஜெய சங்கர சாம்ப சிவா ஓம் சிவசங்கர ஓம் சிவசங்கர ஓம் ஜெய சங்கர சதா சிவா
அருணாச்சலனேசனே அன்பே சிவமானநாதனே அருணாச்சலனே ஈசனே அன்பே சிவமானநாதனே கிரிவலம் செய்யும் அடியவர் பாடும் பாடலும் பஜனையும் கேட்குதி கிரிவலம் செய்யும் அடியவர் பாடும் பாடலும் பஜனையும் கேட்குதி சிவ சிவ என்றும் நாமமே சிந்தையில் இனிமை சேர்க்குதி சிவ சிவ என்றும் நாமமே சிந்தையில் இனிமை சேர்க்குதே தீயின் தூணாய் நிறைந்திடும்
ஈசனே லிங்கோத்பவனே சோலை நிவாசனே கனலாய் எழுந்த சிவனே புனலாய் குளிர்ந்த சிவனே மணலாய் மலர்ந்த சிவனே காற்றாய் கலந்த சிவனே வானாய் வளர்ந்து எண்ணில் நிறைந்து சுடரும் அருணாச்சலனே
ஓம் சிவசங்கர ஓம் சிவசங்கர ஓம் ஜெயசங்கர சாம்ப சிவா ஓம் சிவசங்கர ஓம் சிவசங்கர ஓம் ஜெயசங்கர சதா சிவா
அருணாச்சலனே அன்பே சிவமானநாதனே அருணாச்சலனே ஈசனே அன்பே சிவமானநாதனே குருவாய் அமர்ந்த சிவனே குன்றாய் எழுந்த சிவனே மலையாய் மலர்ந்த சிவனே மண்ணாள வந்த சிவனே அருணை நிறைந்த சிவனே அருளை வழங்கு சிவனே அருணை நிறைந்த சிவனே அருளை வழங்கு சிவனே
ஓம் சிவசங்கர ஓம் சிவசங்கர ஓம் ஜெயசங்கர சாம சிவா ஓம் சிவசங்கர ஓம் சிவசங்கர ஓம் ஜெயசங்கர சதா சிவா
அருணாச்சலனே ஈசனே அன்பே சிவமானநாதனே அருணாச்சலனே ஈசனே அன்பே சிவமானநாதனே
ஓம் சிவசங்கர ஓம் சிவசங்கர ஓம் ஜெயசங்கர சாம்ப சிவா ஓம் சிவசங்கர ஓம் சிவசங்கர ஓம் ஜெயசங்கர சதா சிவா ஓம் சிவசங்கர
at Sri Meenakshi Temple. It is a Hindu festival celebrated by the Tamil community on the full moon day. As I said, Thai Poosam is a combination in the name of the month, which is Thai, and the name of the star is Poosam. This particular star is at its highest point during the festival. The festival commemorates the occasion when Parvati gave the veil or the spear so that he could vanquish the evil demon Surapadman. And it is misconception among the people that Thai Poosam marks Murugan's birthday. It is not. It is believed that Vaikasi Vishakam is his birthday. And according to the Skanda Puranam, the legend of Murugan and Tirupugar, it is the divine verses on Muruga that principles of Murugan embodied of Shiva's light and wisdom, and devotees pray to him to overcome obstacles they face. As he is the divine vanquisher of evil, the motive of Thai Poosam festival is to pray to God to receive his grace and also all the bad traits to be destroyed. People do make a vow on this day how they should get rid of all the evil in their body, mind and soul, and that is why they carry the milk or kudam, pal kudam. And the kavadi also, you know, the kavadi is a heavy kind of a thing that they make to carry two pots of milk in it. They will divide it and carry it on their shoulders. And they also sing verses in praise of the Lord as they celebrate Thai Poosam festival at Sri Meenakshi Temple. The day falls in the mid of the week, which is 3rd February. But a special celebration happens at Sri Meenakshi Temple on Sunday, February 8th, which is the Hindu festival, and you can also join in for all the details, Sankalpam, Puja, Kavadi, Palkudam, from the Ganesh temple in procession to the youth center, where the Kalyanam, in the Kalyana Mantapam, they will have this Abhishekam happening to the Utsava Murtis, and the Ratha Utsavam, we will also have the chariot that goes around the temple Praharam, which will be a beautiful sight. And people all chanting, Vel, Vel, Muruha, Vetri, Vel, Muruha. It's a beautiful kind of a occasion. Please do join us. I hope the weather cooperates.
Yes, Sara. Thank you for that wonderful information. Listeners, as she mentioned to you, the Thai Poosam celebration, the Thai Poosam falls on the 3rd, and there is Subramanyam Abhishekam on that day. And on the 8th of February, actually, we have the Thai Poosam celebration. Please do come one and all to join this festival at Sri Meenakshi Temple Society, which is located at Pearland, Texas, 281 489-0358 extension 100 or 110. And you all can go ahead and register for the Pal Kodam and the Kavadi.
வன் பேரை வழி போக்கர் சொன்னாலும் வள்ளிக்கணவன் பேரை வழி போக்கர் சொன்னாலும் வள்ளிக்கணவன் பேரை வழி போக்கர் சொன்னாலும் உள்ளம் குழையுதடி கிளியே உள்ளம் குழையுதடி கிளியே ஊனும் உருகுதடி கிளியே சுற்றம் போனாலன் மாடு மனை போனாலன் மகள் சுற்றம் போனாலன் கோடி செம்பொன் போனாலன் கிளியே கோடி செம்பொன் போனாலன் கிளியே கோடி செம்பொன் போனாலன் கிளியே குறுநகை போதும் அடி முருகன் வேடிக்கையல்ல வடி கிளியே வேடிக்கையல்ல வடி கிளியே வேடிக்கை அல்ல வடி கிளியே வெகு நாளைமடி கிளியே வெகு நாளைமடி
Thank you. ஆனந்தமும் மனசில் விளம்பும் நிறவிடும் நல்லே அதனாரீஸ்வரா அறிவுமானந்தமும் மனசில் விளம்பும் நிறவிடும் நல்லே அர்த்தநாரீஸ்வரா அழலில தோழனை வழி காட்டிடுந்ததும் தழுகுந்ததும் சிவசக்தி அல்லே அழலில தோழனை வழி காட்டிடுந்ததும் தழுகுந்ததும் சிவசக்தி அல்லே நின்று வரதானமான ஜன்மோட்சம் கும்பி முகேசனாம் அக்ஷர குருவிண்டு ரக்ஷகராகும் கௌரி பத்தே புண்ணியமும் பிரதோஷ மகிமையும் நீ நல்கும் அனுபவ சுருதமல்லே மிருத்யுஞ்சயாய பிரதி தோஷ பயமாற்றி மடியாதே அடியேனமே மிருத்யுஞ்சயாய பிரதி தோஷ பயமாற்றி மடியாதே அடியனை காக்கேணமே கும்பிமுகேசனாட்சர குருவிந்தே ரக்ஷகராகும் கௌரிபதே கும்பிமுகேசனாட்சர குருவிந்தே ரக்ஷகராகும்
And thank you for joining us in today's program presented by Sri Meenakshi Temple. Next Sunday, bringing you this program presented by Sri Meenakshi Temple. And join us for the beautiful celebration of Thaipusam Festival. And we will be back on air next Sunday at 10:30 a.m. bringing this segment. And thank you, Sujata.
Thank you, Taranti. Hope everybody has a wonderful week.
With the grace of the Lord, blessings of Goddess Meenakshi, Sundareshwara, Lakshmi and Venkateshwara, we now bring you this beautiful song on Vel Vel Muruga.
Vel Vel Deivanai Tannudaiya Manalani Vaava Paarpugalum Sindru Tamil Paadu Vel Vel Pannirugai Aaliyum Nee Munnarula Vaava Echarikkai Endruppan Koodu Vel Vel Irupuramum Kaavadigal Nindridudhi Vaava Achai Vayil Yerugindra Vaala Vel Vel Paasam Vaithu En Kaliyai Thirthida Nee Vaava Vel Muruga Vel Muruga